Proclamation number 8376 of 9th of January, 1963. Healing power of water at the spring. I want to administer the water of life to you at the spring, because then it still has the greatest healing power, because then you can also be certain that your soul will become healthy and that you will receive a measure of strength which will enable you to easily overcome the ascent to heaven. And therefore I have opened up a source for you which you only need to seek out, and you will be able to draw the best drink for your souls. What you receive as purest spiritual knowledge, it flows to you directly from me. You can take it directly from my hand and now also be convinced to receive the most delicious thing that can be offered to you on earth. If you humans allow yourselves to be taught by me myself, no error can mix with the truth, for the purest truth comes to you from me, and you can also unhesitatingly represent it as truth. And therefore you should refresh yourselves at the source. You should seek out the source even if you have to climb up, i.e., fulfill certain conditions first which cost you self-conquest. For you first have to make an effort to live a life of love, because I can only ever administer my gift of love to a loving person. But then you will not regret the ascent which has led you to my spring, for you will be able to strengthen yourselves again and feel the beneficial effect of my water of life, which will cause you to never again give the delicious gift and also hand it out to every weary wanderer who lies down at the spring in order to strengthen himself. You will also hand them the filled cup, for my stream of life flows constantly and only needs to be drunk in order to also reveal a great blessing. This is why you can consider yourselves blessed, you who have reached my source, you who may constantly refresh yourselves, you who receive my word, the water of life, which is imparted to you directly by me. This word is not yet deformed, it has not yet passed through human hands, it has not yet been picked apart and changed by human intellect. As pure as it comes forth from me, it will be received by you, and it cannot touch your souls in any other way than in an exceedingly healing and purifying way, because it originated from me. And thus every earthly pilgrim can confidently continue on his path who has refreshed and feasted on my source. Every person who repeatedly let himself be fed and watered with my word can walk his earthly path with peace of mind. For strength is constantly supplied to him because my word is blessed with my strength. For he needs nourishment for his soul, otherwise it is too weak to cover the path to ascent. He needs the bread of heaven, my word, which gives him everything he needs to perfect himself during his earthly progress. And if he then makes use of the nourishment which I myself offer him, he can also be certain that it is beneficial for his soul, that I myself protect the human being from a watered-down wine of life, from a mixed bread which no longer possesses its full nourishing power. He can be certain that he is offered the best by me myself, and that his soul must recover if it willingly accepts my delicious gift. For just as the body needs food and drink in order to be able to accomplish its earthly task, the soul also needs healthy nourishment which enables it to mature. And I myself give it this nourishment if only it takes the path to the spring which I have opened up, and which is also accessible to everyone who desires to be fed and watered by me myself, who is not satisfied with inferior nourishment, who puts himself in contact with me so that my flow of life can flow into him, directly or indirectly. For whether my messengers also offer him the potion of life, they are instructed on my behalf to bring my gift to you humans, and then you will always be allowed to draw from my source, for they always bring you the word which originated from me myself and is to be conveyed to all those in need who only receive it with gratitude, whom I can thus indirectly feed and water so that their souls may recover. And truly, you will increase in strength and light, for my word imparts this to you, and anyone who listens to my word and lives accordingly is also at the right source and will lack nothing. Only the human being should not be indifferent and believe that he will receive the right nourishment for his soul everywhere. For he does not know from which source the water will be supplied to him if he does not test it for its origin. He does not know whether it still possesses healing power or has been diluted. And therefore he should set out and seek the source. He should pay attention to my revelations and take part in them, for I will also protect every sincere desirer from going the wrong way and being misled. If he desires to be fed and watered by me, he will truly also find the right source. His soul will receive what it desires and it will mature while still on earth. Amen.